Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't like Thursday night football. I love football, love pro football, and as we probably are aware of, I'm a bit of a fantasy football nerd.
Yes,
I don't like
are.
Thursday night football. I don't think it's necessary. I don't like, okay, I'll just go ahead and say it. I don't like starting a player on Thursday and then have him lay an egg, and I go into the weekend like, already.
I should have played this guy who's going to play on Sunday.
Exactly,
yeah, exactly
what I did.
I get it. I know I panicked yesterday. I'm like,
this is stupid.
Oh, and then I'm like, oh, I don't have anybody playing
Thursday.
It's just
stupid. It's called fantasy for a reason, you moron.
I know.
It has nothing to do with you. It shouldn't affect your mood at all. What does that tell you about you? I'm just having a conversation with myself.
Yes.
Don't worry.
Yes.
Welcome to John and Tammy in the morning. I know. You guys don't pay for my therapy. I pay for my therapy. Welcome to John and Tammy in the morning. Our phone number is 833-287-1037.
Oh,
I was actually talking myself off the ledge
there. I know.
They don't think about you, John. They don't think about them. Laura, save me. What's going on?
I was wondering is how well you were doing in your fantasy football league.
Football league or leagues?
Leagues.
Because believe it or not, even though a couple years ago John said this.
I'm going to quit fantasy football. I think I'm done.
It is December 22nd, 2015, and we'll see how long that lasts.
It's not worth it. Too much pain. Too much sadness. I'm out. I'm done. It's not worth it.
He now is in how many?
Well, I did quit. One.
I went from
from four to three leagues because four is just too many. It's ridiculous, Laura.
So you're
you know
still
that.
In three.
I'm 2-1 so far. I won two of my leagues, lost one of my leagues. How about you?
Okay. So this is my first year, and I actually won by a landslide.
Really?
I won 134 points to 63.
Oh, wow. My goodness. You crushed him. Good for you. Who was your big guy?
Sammy Watkins.
There you go. Good for you.
Put up 50 points for me.
Now, Laura, it doesn't sound like you need it, but may I go ahead and encourage you as a first-timer to go ahead and call me once in a while for some kind of roster advice? I'd love to help you out throughout the year.
Yeah, I'd love that.
All right. Well, you know what? Because you called and you asked about my fantasy football and you're a newbie, I am your personal fantasy coach this year. You call me for anything you need.
Awesome. I need some advice because my tight end just went down, Hunter Henry.
Okay, well, so this is a good question, Laura, because you're new. All about matchups. So what you want to do is find the team that defensively has a worse time defending the tight end, and if that tight end's available, pick up that tight end.
Yes, Jessica.
And Laura, based on my experience and what I know about John's fantasy football experience, I would take all of his advice and do the exact opposite.
You're no longer my friend.
Hey, it's going to be... Eastbound has become a Vikings bar now, Eastbound and Lakeside, which is a little upsetting, but it's my own fault. I moved away and I wasn't there all the time.
Yes, I'm sure they did it directly because of you.
Okay. No. I'm saying that because there was a group of the Vikings fans who were there all the time. But I got a message yesterday from Eastbound, and what does it say?
Hi, Tammy. We're going all out for the Packers-Vikings game this weekend. Let us know if we should save you a seat at the bar. So the bar texts you now.
The bar texts
you. Seriously,
me, yes.
I think you've got a problem.
So I'm going,
what that means is that, Tammy, we're about to close our doors. We need your business back.
No. Eastbound is doing just all fine.
Right. Laura, best of luck. Check in with us on Tuesday and tell us how you did.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Good luck, Coach. Yep. Not too shabby, Tam. Laura picked wisely. She chose to call me to guide her through this.
Right.
Jessica saying do the opposite.
Green Bay all the way.
Where did that come from?
Because she's going to pick up what's-his-face with Rodgers, right?
I don't know.
Oh,
what are you on the? Are you infiltrating my new client? You back off! I'll tell her what to do. I mean, I will guide her.
Uh-huh.
Tell her what to do.
Uh-huh.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.